From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and Russia have renewed efforts to negotiate a peaceful end to the fighting in Syria in light of a more volatile and complicated situation with the introduction of Turkish forces on the ground. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met in Geneva. Then Mr. Kerry spoke to reporters.
We have completed the vast majority of those technical discussions, which were primarily focused on making this cessation real and improving the level of humanitarian assistance, and thereby getting the parties to the table so we can have a serious negotiation about how to end this war.
Meanwhile, Syrian rebels and their families have begun evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa, part of an agreement reached with the government after 4 years of airstrikes and a siege left the community in ruins. Car bomb blast on Friday, southeastern Turkey killed at least 11 police officers, wounded scores of others. Turkish authorities have vowed to retaliate. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the state-run news agency attributed the attack to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, a listed terrorist organization believed to be involved in a series of attacks in the same region. Somali security forces say they have ended a deadly siege of a beachfront resort in the capital. At least 7 people killed there in an attack, along with 2 assailants. Al-Shabaab militants claimed responsibility very quickly after the attack. Al-Qaeda-linked group is waging a campaign to try to overthrow the Somali government in Mogadishu. This is VOA News. Rescuers have tried to remain hopeful about finding survivors from this week's earthquake in central Italy, but progress has slowed. Rescuer Rosana D'Arienzo works with the specially trained dogs who identify survivors and those who died in the quake.
They can find, let's say, the smell of people, both the alive one or the recently dead. So we just put the dog on the collapsed building. When they found something, they tell us that there is something outside.
More than 280 people have died so far in the 6.2 magnitude quake. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, who declared a state of emergency in the affected areas, has promised to rebuild the shattered towns and pledged an immediate $55 million in funds for relief and rebuilding. UN Refugee Agency has expressed concern that the agreement between the European Union and Turkey to curb the flow of refugees into Europe could unravel. Lisa Schlein reporting now from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
UN Refugee Agency spokesman William Spindler says the UNHCR is following the situation closely. He tells VOA the agency cannot afford to be complacent and has to be prepared for any contingencies.
We don't see any other alternative. There is no plan B. So we are very worried that if this situation changes, we might see again the widespread suffering by people, deaths at sea, and so on.
Spindler accuses the EU of not living up to its commitments. Last September, he notes the EU agreed to relocate 160,000 refugees in Greece and Italy among 24 member countries. To date, he says, fewer than 4,000 asylum seekers have been relocated. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Some analysts are saying a decision by France's highest administrative court declaring the ban on burkinis illegal may stop more towns from prohibiting the full-body swimsuits worn by some Muslim women. But a battle does continue between those who want to reaffirm the secular nature of French society and the country's Muslims. About 30 coastal towns have imposed the ban on burkinis. Today, the U.S. Space Agency's Juno spacecraft will get its closest look at Jupiter. After spending 5 years in space, the Juno is now poised to make its closest pass to the solar system's largest planet. You can get more news by going to our website. Find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.